This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a CNN anchor issues an apology for an offensive comparison. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
CNN international anchor Christiane Amanpour commented in her November 12th program with a comparison that has brought criticism and demands for public apology. She said that, "This week, 82 years ago, Kristallnacht happened. It was the Nazis' warning shot across the bow of our human civilization that led to genocide against a whole identity, and in that tower of burning books, it led to an attack of fact, knowledge, history, and truth." She continued, "After 4 years of a modern-day assault on those same values by Donald Trump, the Biden-Harris team pledges to return to norms, including the truth. And every day, Joe Biden makes presidential announcements about good governance and the health and security of the American people, while the great brooding figure of his defeated opponent rages, conducting purges of perceived enemies and preventing a transition." The offensive comparison led to several prominent Israeli leaders to call for public apologies from the CNN host and leadership. Anat Salton Dadon, Israel's Consul General for the Southeastern United States, wrote a letter to CNN's Executive Vice President of News Standards, Richard Davis, demanding an apology from the network, as well as Amanpour. Another Israeli official, Diaspora Affairs Minister Omar Yankelevich, wrote a letter to CNN President Jeff Zucker, demanding an immediate and public apology. Amanpour has since responded, saying, "I should not have juxtaposed those two thoughts. Hitler and his evils stand alone, of course, in history, and I regret any pain that my statement may have caused. As it says in Proverbs 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue. It is important for us all to think about what we say before we say it." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.